Just bow in a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, we do thank you for this day that you have given us, Father, a day that we can come together, worship at your house, Father, fall before your feet. Lord, I pray that you would receive all the honour and the glory today. Lord, I pray that you would calm our hearts and that you would show yourself to us through your word. I pray that you would hide me behind the cross, Lord, and that no man might be seen but Christ only. Father, I pray that as your word goes out this morning, that it would be your words. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we won't quite be in Acts chapter 20. We'll turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 first, just to get us off on a springboard. And we'll go from here. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time of love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace." And then down in verse 17 it says, "And I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work." I just want to ask a couple of questions this morning and then we'll pretty much be done. What are you where you are? We see in this chapter, in these few verses, that there's a time for things. In your own life, in my life, as we look back, we can see certain times in our lives as we've gone through the way that the Lord has led us through certain trials, through testings, different situations. We see these chapters of our life. I'm only a couple chapters into life. Many of you might be able to look back and see different chapters through your life, different periods of time that the Lord has taught you things, has led you maybe to a different town, a different city, maybe into a different job. There is a time. There's a time for every purpose and for every work. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we find an interesting little story. It tells us down in verse 14 of chapter 9 of Ecclesiastes, it says, "There was a little city and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor wise man." This man was in that place at a certain time. He was there for a purpose. And I want to ask you this question. Where are you at this moment, and what are you there? What are you doing there? This poor wise man, this is the only thing that we read about him, that one day he saved a city and then he was no more remembered. The Lord may have one task for you to do, but are you going to be faithful in that task? What will you do? God obviously has a purpose, a design for everything that he brings into our lives. God has a plan. But my question is to you is, what are you going to do? God will use people. And he will use them where he has placed them. Now we find this down through the scriptures. Even Jesus said to Pilate that the Pilate would have no authority except it was given him from above. God has providentially placed us where we are. If we are following his will, and we are in his word and praying, he will lead us. Do we not realize that God does this? Do we not truly understand that God has us here for a purpose? Do we think that, well, because it was a good job, then I can make lots of money here? Why are we here? Do we truly sit down and say, Lord, I believe that you have led me here. I'm going to be faithful in that. God has a purpose and a plan for everything he has and brings into our life. Now, I think of a little boy who had a few small fishes, a few loaves of bread, and at that time, the Lord used those to show his power. I think of a young man who was ploughing in a field, and the prophet comes and lays his mantle on him. Elisha was faithful. As he's ploughing in his father's field, he was faithful for what the Lord had him to do that day. I think of Paul and Silas in the prison. Why would they be thrown in a prison? Lord, how can you use us here? No, they looked at it and said, praise the Lord, we're here. And the Lord used that in a mighty way. In 2 Timothy 1 and chapter 1 and verse 5, we read of Timothy's mother and grandmother, faithful women, who taught him from the scriptures, from a child. There's many examples through the scriptures of men and women, young and old, who have been faithful. Not in big things only, but in small things. My challenge to us today is what are we where we are? Are we being faithful in the little things? Or do we just think that God might have something big for us to do? I think of a young woman in the Bible. We're told that she was fair and beautiful. She was a Jew. She was an orphan. She had no father and mother. They were deceased. She was brought up by a cousin. We find that she had nothing in and of herself, but she was made a queen. In Esther chapter 4 and verse 14, we read an interesting verse. It is down the end of the verse. Esther was exalted to the queen's position through circumstances that we might not truly realise or understand. It was obviously God's providence had led her there, had obviously shown her where she should be and provided that way. In Esther chapter 4, we read that the evil decree of the king to kill all the Jews, and Mordecai says to her, look, you need to go to the king. And the word comes back to Esther to Mordecai, well, don't you know that if I go before the king, I may be killed? This is a big ask. And Mordecai says something very, very striking in this, the end of the verse of Esther 4, verse 14. He says, who knoweth whether at this time, for such a time as this, thou art called? Let me just quote it as to the word of God. It says, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? In her life, we can see God working in a mighty way and supernatural causes. This orphan is suddenly the queen. In your life, you might not be able to see that. You might not be able to see these great things that God is doing in your life. But he is working. He is working in your life for such a time as this. I'll take this back to a few of the examples that I brought. Maybe the little boy with his lunch, he said, well, for such a time as this, I'll give you the lunch. What about Elisha? For such a time as this, the Lord wants me to plough in my father's paddock. The Lord wants me to be working. What about Paul and Silas in the prison? For such a time as this. I don't know what you've got, Lord. I don't know what you've got planned for me in the future. but for such a time as this, I'm to be here. You've placed me in this prison, and I will praise you. I will sing. And we can see, we know at the end of the story that there was great miracles wrought that day. Many others, for such a time as this. We read of a woman in Luke chapter 2. Her name was Anna. And every day, she was in the temple. She was a widow. She was an elderly woman. But every day, she was in the temple, fasting and praying for such a time as this. This is what I can do today. My life's work might be over as I can see it, but for such a time as this, I'll be faithful. Sometimes in our life, we don't see it as God sees it. We don't look on our lives as God sees it. We are so consumed with getting ahead in life, getting our house paid off, and maybe an investment properties, and maybe we need that career and this next job and the next pay rise and up to the next level. We're so consumed with other things that we don't realise that God has placed us here for a purpose. Are we going to be faithful in the little things for such a time as this, every day? In my short life, I've sort of come to the conclusion that God desires us to be faithful in the moment. It's every moment. It's a daily thing. It's a minute-by-minute thing. It's not, Lord, if I'm a missionary, then I'll be faithful. If I'm a pastor of Golden City, then I'll be faithful. No, it's every minute. What am I doing today? Oh, I might be mowing grass. I'll be faithful. Somebody might come across my path. And there might be an opportunity to speak a word in season. I'll be faithful. I will do that. I'll be bold. It's those little things that we don't take into consideration too often, that if we are faithful, God will use us. It's faithful in little things. Luke chapter 12, verse 48 says, talks about a servant being faithful in that which is little, and he will be given more. The question is, where are you today? Where are you in your life, in your spiritual walk? Are you faithful in the daily things, in the little things, to your family, to your employer, to the Lord? For such a time as this, right now, what are you? What are you doing? Are you more concerned with a career and a job than you are with the Lord? For such a time as this, be faithful. Maybe you say, well, you know, I'm just a little kid. I'm nobody. I'm young. Be faithful. You can still be faithful. You can learn so much out of the Word of God. Listen to your Sunday school teachers and your pastor. You can dig into the Scriptures yourself. You have a lot of years ahead of you. You have a brain, a mind that can work, that is active. Some people who are maybe older would look and say, oh, I wish I could just remember stuff. I wish I could just retain the knowledge. You're just a school kid, but you might have great potential. Be faithful in the little things. You might say, well, I'm just a tradie. I'm just a labourer. Well, be faithful. May people look on you and see that you do good work and say, oh, hang on, you don't cut the dodgy corners. You don't cheat on materials. You don't cheat on all this other stuff. Be faithful. May they know that you pray before your lunch, that you praise God for when things work well on the job. May they see Christ in you. You may say, well, you know, I'm well past that. I can't work anymore. I'm not so much involved with people as I used to be. I'm a bit older. I might be a grandparent. I might be retired. There's not much I can do. But there is. There is so much wisdom and knowledge that you might have through years of Bible study that you can pass on to the next generation. There's so much of encouragement that you can be just to the young people in the church. There's the ministry of prayer. Anna is a perfect example. She was daily in the temple praying. There's a great ministry in that. I'm encouraged each time I go to Lavington. There's a couple in that church, Mr. and Mrs. Spencer, and they are such an encouragement to me personally. You walk in the door and all of a sudden Mr. Spencer's eyes just light up. The smile goes right across his face and he comes up and, "G'day, David, so great to see you. It's good to have you here. I haven't seen you in a while. What's the Lord doing in your life?" You could be a person like that. Mrs. Spencer, a little lady, but she's there in her own way, being an encouragement to the girls, being faithful in that which is little. You can have a great opportunity. You can have a great ministry. There's others, you might be able to think of some in your own church who are an encouragement to you. Be an encouragement to others. For such a time as this, God has still got all of us here for a purpose. God is still working in our lives. I encourage us to look at what God can do for us. For such a time as this, if this time is for you a classroom, then learn well. Study hard. If it's a training ground, if you're in uni or maybe TAFE, then learn. Apply yourself. Exercise. If it's a battlefield, then fight. If it's what you see as your life's purpose, your life's work, what the Lord has called you to do, then live it for the Lord. If this is retirement for you, don't recede. Don't withdraw, but press on. Be an encouragement. Pray. There is many warnings in the scripture, and one which always makes me think hard about my own life is from Luke chapter 12 and verse 48. The second part of the verse says, "For to whom much has been given, much also shall be required." I know that the Lord has led me through many things in my life, and He has given me many things in a Christian home, godly pastors and teachers, and just many people who have prayed for me over the years. I've been given much. I would say you have too. You've got a godly pastor who stands up here every week and preaches from the Word of God. Many churches do not have that. You've been given much. Be faithful. Along with that, Luke chapter 12 and verse 43 says, "Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." I think we could substitute "so doing" as "could find faithful." Faithful in the little. Faithful every day. It's not the big things in life always. It's the little things. Being encouragement to others. I would ask you a question. What are you where you are? Are you faithful for such a time as this? For what God has given you light at the moment to see? You know, we don't look at life from a helicopter view. We look at it from a windscreen view. And sometimes there's a big truck in front of us. Sometimes we can only see that limited space in front of us. We need to be faithful in what God has given us. "He that is faithful in little shall be given more. For to whom much has been given, much more shall be required. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." Just a couple of questions. Are you faithful for such a time as this? What are you doing in the place where God has placed you? In that place that God would have you to be right now. I hope that you will take this away and just think about it. It's not very long, it's only a short sermon. But I pray that you would truly think about these things. Take them home. Maybe read over yourself. God has led you through many times, the chapters of life. Is this chapter going to be a chapter, one of those good chapters where you can look back and say, "God really used me then"?
is the faithful in little.
I would challenge you with those things to be faithful in such a time as this. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, we do thank you, Father, for the challenge from your word, Father. I pray that you would help all of us to seek your face. And Lord, that we would be faithful men and faithful women, Lord. That we would realize that you have placed us here for a purpose, Lord. There is a job for us to do. We pray that you would help us for such a time as this, for that little bit that we can see ahead, that we would do what you have led us to do, what we know that we should do. I pray that you would make us faithful in such a time as this. I pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.